Chet Buchanan.
Who are you again?
Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
I present to you
only on 98.5 KLUC.
What's up, JT?
What's happening?
How are you, man?
Good morning, fellas.
Life is good, yes?
I mean, I don't think it could get any better, actually.
I don't think, you know, as boys, and we've all been around each other for a minute, as boys, I was like, because the career and the movies and the music and all of that, that's the work, and that's the part that we all expect. I was like, my boy's got a golf tournament! and I know, because you love golf like I love golf, and I can't think of anything cooler to do something for a great organization like Shriners, and... You got a golf tournament.
I know. It's kind of crazy. Well, if you knew how it came about, it's even crazier. But I was just talking with one of my friends, and he was like, bro, I got to tell you, man, like, you do a lot of cool stuff. But when I saw you on the cover of Golf Digest.
Yes. Yes, because you know what that means is
I think I ended up on the cover of Time at one point, like, last year, and he's like, "Nah, man, Golf Digest."
Wow. Because you get it, though. You get it, because like I said, the rest of it, that's the work, and we've come to expect it, and, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. Although Time Magazine, that really is cool.
Yeah, no, that was cool. You guys are avid golfers, then?
I play. What are you shooting these days?
This and that.
Right.
No, I don't know. I would think I'm probably playing to about somewhere between a 6 and a 10.
Yeah, I'm not playing with you. See, you'll take my money.
Yeah, if there's a windmill not on the course and I can't play, and I've got a temper, is there a Justin Timberlake
no.
temper? Have you thrown a putter into the woods, anything?
I've never thrown a putter into the woods, but one time I slammed my putter down. It wasn't an accident that I slammed it down. It was where it actually landed. And it actually hit. I had a wedge that was sitting on the ground, and it hit the wedge and split the putter head in half.
Wow.
Who's the coolest person that you've had a chance to play around with?
Oh, man.
Like where you looked across and you went, damn, dude,
man.
I'm playing golf with, I mean, have you played with Tiger?
I would say the coolest guy I've ever played with is Arnold Palmer.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I mean, he's kind of like, I think he's probably like the coolest golfer, the coolest pro golfer I've ever met.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
And you're doing the celebrity pro-am. So as far as celebrities go, who's got a swing or something? You go, man, this person can play.
You know who's got crazy good game? It's Kenny G.
Yes, he's in Vegas golf for this month. Kenny G.
I saw him play it. In a roundabout way, I saw him play at Pebble Beach, and it was like, he doesn't hit it crazy far, but it's like straight every time.
Yep.
Wow.
He's one of those guys. I hate.
Yeah, one
golf,
of those guys. I call that grandpa golf, where it doesn't go too far, but it's always in the short grass.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking at the guy. You think that they suck all the way around the course, and then you're adding up scores. You're like, you shot a 81. What the?
You know, Tony Romo. Tony Romo is a great golfer.
Yeah,
really?
Bastard. I hate that guy.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he's got everything too.
So yeah, one of those you guys. And him.
Yeah, right.
Screw both of you.
Oh, so the big show next Friday, too. JT and friends at Planet Hollywood in the Theater for the Performing Arts. You and Fitty and Boys to Men, Jonas Brothers. Do you have to make those phone calls? Do you have to call up and go, hey, look, we're trying to raise some money for Shriners. Really?
I did. I made a couple of phone calls. I mean, the list has gotten crazy, though. We got Leona Lewis. We got Rihanna.
Yeah.
Adam Levine from Maroon 5 is going to come down and do a couple. I think Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas is going to come down and do a couple. It's just kind of like, you at first you kind of feel bad, because, you know, you get calls all the time where people call you like, hey, you know, I'd love for you to come out to my event and blah 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 blah. But I mean, it really is a good cause. It really is a good cause, and it just goes to show how many, you know, somebody like 50 as well, who, you know, they're like, they're just innately good people, and they're sort of thankful for the position they're in too, and they want to give back. So
true story. I've always said that about you. I've always said that about 50. It's really weird. Like, the list of people that are on here are all people that I like. Boys to Men are best.
They're the greatest.
I mean, they're great guys. They come to Toy Drive
every
year.
A lot. It's like, those guys are like legends to me.
Yep.
I mean, literally. I wouldn't have ended up in NSYNC if it wasn't for Boys to Men.
Yeah. No, we get it.
Point.
You know?
No, we get it. Listen, we got to let you go. They told us 52 and be out and all that. But everybody go get tickets because there are still tickets available for next Friday.
There's like two or three tickets left. So don't be the person that missed out on it.
Exactly.
Because I got a legend coming too. One of my favorite artists of all time. So I don't want to say who it is. I want to surprise the crowd. But just be there because it's going to be a great night.
That's the best. Well, you're the goods. Tell your mom that we said hey, and we'll talk to you again next time.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll see you,
thanks,
buddy.
Man.
It's Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo. This is 98.5 KLUC.